another day of mourning in Iran. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After the U.S. airstrike in Iraq that took out a top Iranian general.
Many Iranians did take to the streets today for another funeral for Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. That funeral being held across the streets of Tehran. The replacement for Soleimani, Ismail Qani, says Iran will fight to get the U.S. out of Iraq and has also vowed to hit American forces in the region.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Baghdad. Democrats were critical of the airstrike and of the president warning that more may be to come. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, in a tweet, President Trump is threatening to strike 52 sites, some with cultural significance to Iran. The president claims his tweet served as official notice to Congress, but Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen told Fox News Sunday,
"The president is not entitled under the Constitution to continue this escalation."
Democrats will introduce a war powers resolution this week that would force the president to stop military action within 30 days. This is Democratic leaders in the Senate call on the president to declassify the White House notification to Congress of the initiation of hostilities against Iran. Dave.
Rachel, Congress will have its first full week of the year, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still yet to give the Senate the articles of impeachment accusing the president of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
The Senate has to act. We've got to say, send us these articles or we're moving on without you.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley will introduce a resolution today to allow the Senate to dismiss the impeachment case. Democrats are insisting on a fair trial, wanting four witnesses who refuse to testify in the House inquiry. The Hollywood Foreign Press handed out the Golden Globes last night on NBC. 1917, a big winner.
Thank you so much. This is a huge thing. This is a huge thing for this movie. It opens in a week wide.
Sam Mendes won Best Director and 1917 won Best Drama. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood won the Golden Globe for Best Comedy or Musical Movie. America's listening to Fox News.
Time's running out to win $5,000 a week forever from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. Don't miss your chance to win because $5,000 a week forever is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Paging Brenda Lawson, bank account number 0040891, report to Gate 6.
Data breaches are on the rise, which means your personal info is practically being broadcast to identity thieves. Good thing there's LifeLock to help protect your identity. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but LifeLock helps look out for you, whether or not your information is exposed in a breach. Save up to 25% off your first year using promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Thousands marched in New York City yesterday after a wave of anti-Semitic attacks in and around the city the past 2 weeks, including the stabbing spree at a rabbi's home during a Hanukkah celebration that left five people wounded.
Governor Cuomo said when state lawmakers head back to Albany this week, he plans to present them with legislation that will stop attacks on Jews and other targeted groups by labeling it domestic terrorism.
These are terrorists and it should be punished as such.
And with that will come greater protections.
We're going to increase the state police force and the hate crimes task force so we have more state police in vulnerable communities.
Cuomo also said a state grant program providing funds for towns to step up security at religious-based organizations will grow by $45 million. In New York, Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A man's behind bars in South Carolina awaiting a murder charge and the killing of an airport public safety officer in Florence, shot making a traffic stop early yesterday on airport property. The shooter fled, but authorities said James Edward Bell was captured later. In Mississippi, the search is still on for a prison escapee. Dillian Williams broke out late Friday or early Saturday, along with another inmate from the penitentiary in Parchman, but that other inmate was captured yesterday. A toddler shot dead in his own bedroom in Dallas.
A 20-year-old college student, the infant's uncle, was injured in the incident early Sunday when someone opened fire through a bedroom window. Police are searching for the gunman. The baby, Rory Norman, would have celebrated his second birthday on January 24th. The shooting sparking an angry reaction from Police Chief Renee Hall, who says this stuff has to stop in the city. Only she didn't say stuff. Hall adding this was a targeted shooting and the attack was intentional and deliberate. She's also promising to find the gunman. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Stocks might fall on Wall Street just like they did on Friday over the tension in the Middle East. Dow futures down about 175 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, I'm Diane Ducey. Stevie J will be checking in on vacation in Hawaii, and we'll hear his report in a moment. We've got your local news to get to from Jamie Monticelli. It's January 6, 2020. I hope your new year is going well. I appreciate you listening this morning. ESPN 93.5 at 7:05.
Good morning, I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Illinois Department of Aging has announced new higher income limits that will be used for eligibility for the state's benefit access program. WGN says that means more Illinois seniors will qualify for state benefits like free transit and discounted license plates. State officials say the changes reflect annual cost of living increases for Social Security and Supplemental Security Income benefits. Under the new guidelines, single-person households qualify if they make less than $33,500 a year. That is up from $27,610 last year. 5 years in prison is the sentence for an Urbana man who admitted to having more than 5 pounds of cannabis he intended to sell. 22-year-old O'Shea Cotton pleaded guilty Friday to possession with intent to deliver cannabis in connection to his December 18th arrest in Northeast Urbana. Judge Heidi Ladd agreed to recommend Cotton for the Department of Corrections boot camp program. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles, the easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com.
Wow! I got a cup, a koozie, a stress ball, a shirt, a bunch of pens, a stack of pencils, even an umbrella, all with different businesses on them. This is such a good day. I love swag from these conferences.
It might be 12 different businesses on those swag items, but more than likely, it's one source of printing for those. Minuteman Press. They take your logo and put it on various items, and it's a great way for your name to be in the public conscience. Give them a try. If you own a business or you're hosting an event, head to their website, cuprinting.com, for more information.
The goal at PDR Automotive in Urbana is a simple one: to provide you with the safe, reliable transportation in your vehicle. They aren't just after the quick fix to get you back on the road, but instead have two main priorities. They want you to feel safe in your automobile, and they want you satisfied with their work. PDR has been in business since 1973 for a reason. They give quality service and will explain every turn of the wrench. So call them next time your car or truck has an issue at 367-9841, or visit them on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Hey, check out this report of our Office 365 email and the threats sitting in users' inboxes.
Wow, how did you get this?
There's a free tool called Barracuda Email Threat Scanner that can quickly and safely scan our Office 365 email for hidden threats like spear phishing and domain fraud.
Really?
Yeah, Barracuda Email Threat Scanner identifies hidden threats and employees most at risk for a cyber attack, all summarized in a complete report.
This is great.
Get your free email threat scan now at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
ESPN 93.5, I'm Diane Ducey. What a win from our Fighting Illini beating Purdue yesterday. More details in our sports headlines coming up shortly here on ESPN 93.5 as we say go Illini in a big kind of way. And Stevie J is having a great time. Let's check in with him.
Good morning, Diane. It's Stevie J broadcasting, coming to you from beautiful Hawaii. We are on a Stevie J travel cruise. We left from San Francisco, and here we are on the Hawaiian Islands. It is Monday. It is January 6th, and the temperatures, as we've been tracking, have been pretty darn good for Central Illinois, and I'm thrilled. I'm not one of those guys that hopes it gets real cold when I leave. Here, of course, it's been 80. It's always 82 and rain on and off all day. That's the Hawaiian Islands. Well, firstly, it's Armenian Christmas. January 6th is Armenian Christmas. Armenia was the first nation in the history of the world to say they were a Christian nation. So, you know, we observe it a little. We just know it's Armenian Christian Christmas on January 6th, and so happy Armenian Christmas, everybody. Okay, I wanted to comment on a few items that have occurred not only in Champaign-Urbana, but just around the world on this Monday morning, and I wanted to just give you thoughts as I normally would. And here, even though I'm in Hawaii, I'm able to transmit and give you various things throughout the week from Hawaii. In fact, I've started a new feature called Fascinating People I've Met Around the World, and we got some really good ones coming up. People that we meet on the street, people that we meet on the cruise, and so those will come up as the week progresses. A little later on here to this morning, you're going to hear a couple of tidbits from San Francisco, where we were, and I'll play a short little bit that we did on, I believe it was a trolley car, really fun. And then jogging in San Francisco, I'll tell you how that went as well. Plus, again, interviews along the way and a little bit of our experiences here in the Hawaiian Islands. Firstly, I know marijuana is now legal in Illinois, and I was not for that. I am all for medical marijuana. I think that's great for people that are sick. I think if it can help you, great. A lot of the medications you take are probably worse than marijuana would be anyway. But not excited about recreational marijuana simply because I think it'll be abused like alcohol. I think of the thousands of people that were in line last week in Champaign-Urbana, I think, what was the number? 3.2 million worth of marijuana sold in the state of Illinois first 2 days last week in the new year, I do believe. So, again, it's part of the law now. It's part of the way of the world. I just hope and pray that nobody abuses to the point of using that and driving and affecting others' lives. The big news, I think all of you have followed General Qasem Soleimani. He's the general from Iran. Was killed last week in a drone attack ordered by President Trump. This is a man who was deemed a terrorist in 2005, has clearly been responsible for 500 or 600 U.S. troop deaths, thousands injured. He has killed thousands in Syria and in his own country. If you protest in Iran, you tend to disappear. This is the man probably most powerful in Iran. They were thinking he would be the next man in charge. He is no longer with us. He's dead. And I think what really surprised me the most was some of the reaction on the left. I don't know why I'd be surprised anymore of anything. But just to suggest that Donald Trump might be guilty of war crimes. I mean, what happened when Barack Obama did the right thing and took out Osama bin Laden? This man, Qasem Soleimani, David Petraeus said it's a bigger deal than Osama bin Laden. This is a man that's had a reign of terror for 2 decades, 3 decades in that region of the world, and he's gone. I would think the United States would be unified in something so clearly good for people of the world. But no, we're hearing a lot of people on the left that I think they do think that Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler. It is unbelievable, the incredible division we have in this country, and I'm sad about that. So we're gonna have to be watching everything here closely. There was an attack, I know, in Africa yesterday. So we're trying to keep track as best I can. But everything I've heard, to me, makes sense. It's something that certainly will trigger a lot. Iran has said they're looking at 35 U.S. targets. And then here comes Donald Trump saying, well, we have 52 Iranian targets, one for each of the hostages you took 50 years ago, 40 years ago, 1979. Paul Lewis, of course, our friend who lives in central Illinois, was part of that 444 days, 40 years ago. So that's the story we're going to be keeping track of closely for you as we go on this week. And the Fighting Illini, we watched the ball game in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. We watched Illinois lose to Cal in the bowl game, 35-20. You know, we made a bowl. That's positive steps forward. Very encouraged by that. Here's hoping Lovey's team can get two in a row next year, get another bowl. And basketball, you know, I don't remember, and again, I have a short memory, but I do not remember the Big Ten being this good up and down. But what a solid victory against Purdue last night. We are tracking that in Hawaii as well. So I'm happy that we're 2-2 in the conference. It's going to be a battle every single night out. I would think if we get over 500 in our conference record, then we ought to be in pretty good shape for the NCAA tournament. This is an NCAA tournament team in my mind. And then we're pretty bummed about the New Orleans Saints losing to Minnesota. We watched that as well. So as far as I'm concerned, my season's over, much like Bear fans, you know, you don't care when your team's out. Hey, Diane, I really appreciate all your work this week.
Uh-huh.
We'll be sending reports. You're going to hear fascinating people I've met around the world. You'll hear all kinds of things from our trip. We really appreciate everybody listening on this January 6th, and we'll be back live in the studio next Monday morning. But throughout the week, be listening for reports, be listening for opportunities to win with Stever. 2020, you got to get in the Stever. Go to GoStever.com to get that done today. All right, Diane, we'll talk soon. I'm Stevie J, live from Hawaii, ESPN 93.5.
Sounded good, Stevie. Thank you very much. We've got the sports headlines, including that Illini win. Up next, it's 7:15, ESPN 93.5.
New Year's resolutions are easy to make, but tough to keep. Busey promises the support you need to achieve your financial dreams. From planning for retirement to saving for college, the experts at Busey Wealth Management are dedicated to your financial future. Let our experienced team help you plan for and accomplish your dreams for tomorrow, today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
So happy about the Illini, and boy, Purdue had an off night. 63-37 was the final as our Illini men's basketball team beat the Boilermakers. We heard from Coach Brad Underwood after the game, and in this quote, he's describing the pace and how he was happy with our Illini.
Our pace and tempo was very, very good. I think we had 13 points in the first half in under 7 seconds. Which would be one of the elite defensive teams. There are 6 in the country in DER. You've got to take advantage of that. And then second chance opportunities were a big piece of this. Allen's.
And our focus was good for our Illini.
We had a night that, like we had against Michigan State, and but I do think our defense had something to do with it. Our focus, I thought, was excellent tonight.
Great to see Alan Griffin come off the bench and light it up. 16 points, 12 rebounds from him. That's the fewest in points in a while scored at the Assembly Hall, with Purdue only having 37. So in the halftime, score was at 32-19, with the Boilermakers really staying under the whole game. It was great to see it last night, and I was happy to enjoy the game with my daughter, Gabrielle. We had Michigan State beating Michigan, and the Spartans were ahead the entire game. Number 14, Michigan State, beat number 12, Michigan, 87-69. In other Big Ten action, Minnesota over Northwestern. That final was 77-68. On to the NBA, we have the Bulls and Dallas in action this evening. Speaking of Dallas, the Cowboys head coach, Jason Garrett, at the age of 53, is out. His record, 85-67, and finished 8-8 and missed the playoffs this time around. And the Cowboy fans, America's team, just not used to that. Speaking of football, I know Seattle over Philadelphia yesterday, 17-9. And Minnesota over New Orleans, as Stevie said, his Saints lost in overtime. And that final was 26-20. NHL fans were happy about the Blackhawks win over Detroit. That final was 4-2. That pretty much does it for sports. I'm Diane Ducey. We've got the weather forecast coming up next here on ESPN 93.5.
Logic, an all-new kind of everyday community that makes sense for you. Drop in for the kids to have a safe childcare option to learn and play. As you stay focused nearby in the building with workspace and meeting areas to get the job done, you'll have the flexibility you need to thrive and prosper and keep your energy up with wholesome food options or get in a good workout in their fitness rooms, all under one roof. Logic, an inspiring community for work, play, food, and fun. 1807 South Neal, corner of Neal and St. Mary. Online at lodgic.org.
Our weather looks pretty good for January 6th as we get up to 41, down to 26 this evening. Partly cloudy conditions, mostly sunny tomorrow, high 40, down to 21. 33 the high, with the sunshine expected on Wednesday, down to 26 in the evening. And would you believe Thursday and Friday were up towards 50, 52 by Friday, but rainy conditions expected, a 60% shot at showers, and then cooler over the weekend. So a lot lot of folks getting into that back-to-school mode. I know that's the case in Rocket Nation for my kids back at Unity High School, so good luck to them. We've got your Fox Business Minute to check now, and it's brought to you by Provident Financial Group. Partnerships you can trust. Provident Financial Group, LLC.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are sharply lower. Oil and gold prices are higher on concerns about the impact of the U.S. killing of an Iranian general. Moody's says the geopolitical risk has significantly escalated, though Moody's continues to assume the U.S. and Iran will avoid an outright military conflict. Gold is trading at the highest levels in 7 years. Brent crude oil futures have topped $70 a barrel after the Defense Department warned there's a heightened risk of Iranian attacks against Saudi oil facilities. Bed Bath & Beyond has a deal to sell about half its real estate, then lease back the properties to help it pay back its debt. Locations to be sold include its Union, New Jersey headquarters. Bed Bath & Beyond will continue to occupy the properties under long-term leases. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Maria Bartiromo from Fox Business.
My parents lived the American dream. My father cooked in his restaurant. I was the coat check girl. Today, I'm still working the hardest I've ever worked, giving my viewers every tool I can to help them succeed.
I'm Stuart Varney from Fox Business. My first investment, traveling the world for about 5 years and ending up right here in America. Damn good investment, actually. Fox Business.
Invested in you.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
It's the amazing Luther Falls. Look at the beach, the palm trees, the sea going all the way to the horizon line. Luther Falls is some exotic location in the Caribbean. They will make your kitchen and bathroom feel like a paradise, though. With exquisite granite countertops, they have the cabinet selection that fits your color palette and storage needs. That's not even saying how they can remodel that bathroom of yours. Give Luther Falls of Bloomington and Champaign the chance to make your own paradise dream a reality. Go to lutherfalls.com to start your project.
Financing now available.
Hi, folks. What's on your agenda for Friday, February 7th, 2020? We would love to have you join us as a box dweller for our One Winter Night community awareness event. Our goal this year is challenging, but we feel with your support, we can reach our $350,000 goal. So get your church, business, friends, or small group together and email me, Rob, at cuathome.us to join the team today. To sign up for One Winter Night, please visit www.cuathome.us and get a new perspective on what it would be like to be homeless in Champaign.
Well, Happy New Year, and I hope you're getting back into the routine since we've got our first full week of the year that we're getting back into the swing of things, and especially the schools. I know Champaign Unit 4 is having some listening sessions this week that folks are going to pay attention to. If that applies to you, make sure you're hitting up the Champaign Schools website and figuring out if you want to get in on that discussion as they talk about different facilities and the populations that they represent. Also trending, and it hit coming into the weekend. I know we were discussing it on Friday in various coffee circles, is Laurel Prussing deciding to step down for her role as treasurer in Champaign County. And Jim Goss is on the board. He plans to pop into our studios here at ESPN 93.5 very soon and discuss that. Of course, you heard Stevie J mention the legalization of marijuana. And a lot of people saw some establishments here in the area with long lines. And I heard in a report yesterday, over 10,000 patrons enjoying the recreational marijuana that has now come to our come to pass here in 2020. And I've got Senator Scott Bennett planning on joining the show before we wrap at 9 a.m. here on ESPN 93.5 to give his legal perspective of that law passing here in East Central Central Illinois and how it affects us. $3.2 million sold in this first week of marijuana being legal. So evidently, this could be the cash cow that could help us here in Illinois. What are your feelings on it? 359-2255. I always love hearing your opinion on our text line here at ESPN 93.5. 359-2255 with that 217 area code. A lot of Illini fans excited about that win yesterday, 63-37 over the Purdue Boilermakers. I've got some tickets I can hand out to that Rutgers game that's coming up on the 11th now as we say go Illini. Our women's basketball team in Indiana with a 6 o'clock tip-off tonight. So, and how did things work out on the playoffs? I know, is Tom Brady going to step down now or what's happening with that? And just various things coming up as far as the Bears fans and how they're feeling. Well, Jim Goss has stepped into the studio now. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good. How are you doing this morning,
Diane? I'm fine. And I just mentioned at the end of the week, we heard about Laurel Prussing deciding to step down as treasurer. And I note that you brought up the fact that we haven't had balanced books since really she stepped in.
Yeah, that's correct. It was a little bit of a surprise. I didn't think that she was going to do it, and I was shocked, like I imagine the rest of the public was, that she decided, but when she ran, she was only going to be there a year.
Uh-huh.
I really don't know how much of that I could believe, because, okay. I mean, who walks away from a $90,000 salary if you're doing a good job?
Okay.
So that, I just don't believe that.
Well, we know her as being Urbana mayor for years and years, and... You know, a lot of people are, you know, pro Laurel and some con Laurel, and that's how it is in politics. But you've been on the Champaign County Board for how long?
Since February of 2017.
Okay. And I know when J.J. Farney was treasurer, it seemed like balanced books were a thing, and you guys would get the accurate reports and were able to release money to schools and various entities.
Yeah, I mean, even before then, I got to see about, 11 months of Dan Welch before that.
Okay.
So it was Dan, then J.J. And yeah, I mean, we were spoiled because we had everything. We were sure of the data. We had monthly reports. We also had a nursing home that we needed to know on a minute-by-minute mm-hmm. basis. And so, thankfully, everything we had there was correct and factual. Right now, I don't know. I mean, I've been told that they think that it might be 6 months before we actually get done with 2019.
Okay.
So
now we're in the new year.
And now we're in 2020. So, I mean, I understand. I'll find out more tomorrow. I have a meeting at the county tomorrow. So we talk about the meeting the following week.
Okay.
And we'll see what the actual plan is. I've just been shared just a very small bit of what the plan is. But, it's going to be a challenge moving forward.
What are schools supposed to do? I know there have been various superintendents at your meeting saying, when are we going to get some money here?
Yeah, they got another disbursement here right around maybe either the very end of the year or last week.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, they still haven't been made whole. But guess what? None of the taxing bodies have.
Wow.
So I don't know what the plan is for that. That's certainly a question that's on my long list of things to ask is when are we going to get this straightened out? The treasurer is just a pass-through. So what the money they take in from the taxpayers is supposed to just be passed on to taxing bodies.
I wonder why there's been such a cog in the wheel. You feel like systems should be in place that when someone new to a position, they should have everything explained to them on how this works.
Well, and that's sometimes you've got to ask and sometimes you got to be willing to accept help. And I think that was a lot of what went on in the last year. Laurel came in. She didn't know what she was doing. Her idea of what the job was wasn't what it was. I think if you saw in the News Gazette when the article came out,
mm-hmm.
Dan Welch, I think, put it best. Those are that job is a working job. You have to be willing to, you know, as much as even walk up and take tax payments. And I just don't think that was ever Laurel's idea of what the job was. And nor did I think she really understood what she was getting into. Now, it's going to be my goal before I get off the county board. And to see that there is some notes, some procedures on how you move forward. But again, when you have long-standing people that just know and you have long-term employees, it's pretty easy to get complacent. I think we need that in every office, to be honest with
you. That's right. We need to have plan B. Yeah.
Here's what happens. Here's when it happens. All that stuff needs to be out there.
359-2255, if you'd like to add some insider opinion about Laurel Prussing retiring. We've got to hit the news here at 7:30, ESPN 93.5.
Camp Husso in Iran's capital. Mourners packing the streets for the funeral of a general killed in a U.S. airstrike in Iraq.
There are concerns in Baghdad that Iranian-backed Iraqi Shia militias could target some of these U.S.-related spaces in and around Baghdad.
Fox's Trey Yingst turning to impeachment in an effort to dismiss the case. Senate Republican Josh Hawley reacting on Fox and Friends to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's delay in turning over the articles of impeachment.
Nancy Pelosi is trying to run the Senate. She is trying to be the leader of the Senate and control what we do. She is trying to prevent a trial. And the bottom line is that's not what the Constitution says.
Democrats are demanding a fair trial. They want witnesses. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 3 years of probation is the sentence for a Champaign man who pleaded guilty in November to possessing a stolen firearm. 25-year-old George Edwards was arrested July 9th of 2018. 5 years in prison is the sentence for an Urbana man who admitted to having more than 5 pounds of cannabis he intended to sell. 22-year-old O'Shea Cotton pleaded guilty Friday to possession with intent to deliver cannabis in connection to his December 18th arrest in Northeast Urbana. Judge Heidi Ladd agreed to recommend Cotton for the Department of Corrections boot camp program. And if it's determined that Cotton is not eligible, she agreed to recommend him for drug treatment in prison. Champaign County Board Member Charles Young has set listening sessions for this month. He'll be available 1 until 3 p.m. on January 11th at the Leonard Recreation Center. He'll meet with residents on February 22nd, 1:30 until 3:30 p.m. in the meeting room at the Douglas Branch Library. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
After 29 years at the U of I, the Illini shop on 6th Street is closing its doors for good. Total inventory liquidation now in effect. All items marked down at least 25%. T-shirts as low as 3 for $22. Long sleeve tees as low as 3 for $35. New markdowns daily with many items already reduced 50% or more. Top brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more all on closeout. Shop early for the best selection of remaining Illini merchandise. Everything must go. The Illini shop. 707 South 6th Street in Campustown.
It's 7:33. Hope your morning's going well. I'm Diane Ducey, Stevie J on vacation. A pretty exciting offer from Rosati as we get into 2020 at 8:30. If you signed up at GoSteever.com as one of our partners, you can tap into one of these certificates. We're giving away $30 certificates to check out Rosati's on Gregory over by Krannert Center. 8:30 tonight, today, is when that offer will go online. In just about an hour, you can sign up at GoSteever.com to try to be a part of that. As far as our weather goes, looking awesome. We've got a high 42, low 26 with partly cloudy conditions. A nice sunrise this morning. Mostly sunny tomorrow. High 40, low 21 and 33 the high, down to 26 with sunshine expected midweek. We've got rain in the forecast late Thursday and into Friday, but Friday's high at 52, then cooler over the weekend. Right now the temperature is at 28 on ESPN 93. Jim Goss is with the Champaign County Board, and you're one of how many on the board?
I am one of 22. Mm. There's two members from each district, and there are 11 districts in Champaign County.
Okay. So, and you've been seeing the changing of the tide when Laurel Prussing took the treasurer position, and we're discussing her decision to suddenly retire at the end of this month. How does that transition look like? You were kind of alluding to that when we went into the national news from Fox here on ESPN 93.5, and I asked people to text in their opinion on this at 359-2255. Do we have a next person to step in then?
No, that process is still being worked out. By statute, we have 60 days from her initial final day. So we'll have 60 days. So we'll have all of February, all of March to replace that person. I've talked to both the county executive and the county board chair, and they're unsure who's the statutes aren't real clear. We're, you know, we are the only, the second county in the state to have the county executive. So the county executive and the county board chair, one of those two will make an appointment. Not sure which one yet, but they will vet candidates, try to put somebody in. Also, that position, because of the time that it was resigned, it will be on the ballot this November in 2020.
I see.
So it will be back on the ballot. When you resign that far out, that position goes on to the ballot for 2020.
Let's talk about the ballot, the voting process, and kind of what happened here. It was pretty much full-fledged Democratic vote in this last round, right?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of anti-Trump sentiment, a lot of anti-Rodney Davis sentiment. I think some of the voter turnout was good, but it was stronger in the urban areas than probably the rurals. Honestly, this county is, you know, probably leans a little bit Democrat. But if everybody got out and vote, I think it would be pretty close to 52-48 split.
I see.
I mean, it's who gets out the vote.
Well, and Laurel Pressing, obviously, being the mayor of Urbana for so long, had that name recognition. And when she wanted to get into that treasurer spot, was able to win that position then.
Yeah, honestly, I wish that the county, all the county positions, the county board, the county officers were all nonpartisan, because I think it doesn't matter your party. I think qualifications are all that really matters. As I said in the last segment, really our constitutional officers are working officers. I mean, we don't, you know, we've cut staff back when times are tough in a lot of these departments, and that requires those people to be working, you know, a working clerk, a working treasurer, a working auditor, a working circuit clerk. I mean, a working coroner. I mean, I know Dwayne Northrup personally, and I mean, Dwayne works a lot, and it's not just a figurehead position. I would encourage voters to ask qualifications before you vote just straight party. I think that's you need the most qualified person. And if that person happens to be a Democrat, great. I mean, that's, you know, I've stated on a number of occasions, I don't care which party you're from. I want you to be qualified, because ultimately we see what happens when you're not.
Okay. So you haven't had balanced books in over a year?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the books are not finalized and not balanced. I understand the auditor that the county exec brought in maybe got through the end of January of 2019. So we've got 11 months of books that are not reconciled and not balanced.
Is there a service now that we have to hire to double check things so this money can be released, Jim?
That money isn't there. It's not in the budget, so they're going to have to figure it out. I'm sure tomorrow night and next Tuesday night we'll hear a plan of how this is to happen to move forward. I mean, we've got to get this done. The taxpayers deserve better, honestly.
What can we as taxpayers do? Is there a website? Is there something we can chime in and give some constructive criticism, maybe step up? I don't know.
I don't know that there's spots you can connect other than you can always call Brookins and call and talk to the county executive. I'd say call the treasurer's office, but honestly, I think they're a little overwhelmed. I'm not really sure who's running the shop there now. Laurel's still there, you know, here till the end of the month. But again, I think, if we were in the administrator form of government like we had been, I would say call the county administrator. You can certainly call the county executive and voice your displeasure.
Okay. So Jim Goss is with the Champaign County Board, and we're talking about Laurel Pressing deciding to retire. I think the quote I saw in the News Gazette was, "I'm tired," or something.
Yeah, well, join the rest of the club.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know, you work extra hours and stuff.
We can't have excuses. I mean, that's what this has been. This last 13 months has been nothing but excuses. And honestly, we don't have room for them. I mean, the job has to get done. And that means you get it done yourself. You hire qualified people. I mean, there's a series of steps here that really went bad. And until you figure out and go back and say, okay, We've got to have qualified staff. We got to have people. We got to have people that have accounting backgrounds, because that's a lot of what the Treasury does. They take in money, they account for it, they spend it out, or they send it out. And so you've got to have that kind of qualifications. And if you don't, I mean, that's been a little bit of the issue. She promoted somebody to chief deputy that was a long-term employee but wasn't qualified. And I mean, it's not an easy position to fill, but you've got to find qualifications.
Gotcha.
That's what's required.
We've been visiting with Jim Goss. You can also chime in with your opinion at 359-2255 with Lowell Prussing's decision to retire. ESPN 93.5. You know, I just had a text come in about being a huge supporter of the new marijuana laws, Jim. Everyone knows the state is broke. New tax revenue streams is the best way to combat this, says Ted in Champaign. Oh, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm not a supporter, but that, you know, I mean, I'm a huge supporter of medical because I personally know people who use it for medical purposes and it works for them. But I also know people that it doesn't work for in even on the medical side. So, you know, I'm not a supporter. You know, the county was so unsure of what this means revenue wise. We didn't even put a budget line in. We'll account for the money. And then at the end of the year, try to decide how to budget for 2021 because, you know, I think the euphoria here at the beginning will leave. Certainly, I honestly expect students when they get back, since mom and dad aren't home. I mean, they'll probably hit the dispensaries again. But I have to also remember the lines. There isn't another close local dispensary.
That's right.
So Vermain County doesn't have one.
Mm-hmm.
Macon County doesn't have one. McLean County doesn't have one. So as you saw in the News Gazette, the first person in line at Sunnyside was from Bloomington Normal.
I see.
So, I mean, there's some of that going
on. And some of the waits, like 8 hours or whatever, I don't know.
It makes no sense to me.
I feel like it's just kind of the bump of this is a new year and this is a new thing, so I want to be a part of that.
Well, and honestly, the taxes on it are crazy.
I
mean, it's just when you sit and look at the tax amount on this stuff, it's crazy, and that's fine. I mean, I think if people that smoke would see that same level of display of taxes that are on cigarettes or that same level of display of taxes that are on alcohol, you'd be shocked to know that as well.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's been a challenging new year in 2020 as that treasurer position has now opened up at the end of the month with Laurel Prussing deciding to step down. Here we got a jab in there about pot being legal now. Jim Goss, I appreciate your appearance on ESPN 93.5 this morning.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Diane.
All right. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Happy New Year. ESPN 93.5. We've got Stevie J checking in from San Francisco shortly on ESPN 93.5.
Leadership.
Experts.
Advocates.
Influential.
It takes strong words like those to describe the region's most trusted business association.
The Champaign County Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber is making a positive difference in our community, growing and improving the business climate, the economy, and our workforce through passionate advocacy, special programs, and unparalleled resources. Call the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce, 359-1791, or go to champaigncounty.org.
Grow with the Chamber. Join or renew your membership today.
Pretty fun to have a trip under his belt here in 2020. Stevie J with Stevie J Travel, able to take a bunch of listeners and experience San Francisco.
Well, we are about ready to bid farewell to beautiful San Francisco. Now, I will say that our short stay here was beautiful weather. I mean, as good a weather in the Bay Area as certainly I've seen. I've been here a few times, but sun has been shining today. We got a great look at the Golden Gate Bridge, and it's just magnificent. 4,200 feet across, 80,000 miles of cable put the Golden Gate Bridge together, Diane. So it's a beautiful, beautiful place. There has been some kind of tough news that has come out of the Los Angeles and San Francisco areas. And I am here to tell you that in, you know, just 24 hours in this city, There are some issues that I can see pretty easily. We stayed at a very, very nice area of downtown San Francisco, but yet there were just many, many homeless that we saw. And unfortunately, the news of people going to the bathroom on the sidewalks is absolutely true. You had to actually walk carefully in some spots. And again, it's the reality that is on some of these coastal cities, and so they've got hard work ahead of them here. But we did get a great look at that Golden Gate Bridge, as I mentioned. Our group is having a really wonderful early time. And you know what? It's off to Hawaii. We'll be headed to Hawaii. I'll be giving you some updates from the islands. And with all the news going on in the world, in the world of impeachment, and all of the stuff you guys are hearing about every day, we're keeping track. But we're vacationing just a little bit to get a little time away. We'll be sure to be reporting from Hilo, and then we'll report from Honolulu, Kauai, and Maui. So looking forward to giving you some updates as we go. But for now, that's it from San Francisco, California, the Bay Area. This is Stevie J. Diane, we'll talk soon.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve District offers lots of great winter fun. Their educational programs will teach you about owls, how to make maple syrup, woodcocks, and more. Outside offers sledding at Homer Lake, cross-country skiing, trail hikes, and ice fishing. On clear nights, head to Middle Fork River Forest Preserve in Penfield to check out the stars. You'll be amazed with views at Illinois' first international dark sky park. Go to ccfpd.org to see all they have to offer for you to get closer to nature this winter.
Dealing with technology can be confusing and frustrating. With all the disorienting details of both wired and wireless technologies, it's easy to get things confused. Area-wide Technologies in Champaign make sure your virtual private information is secure and allows you peace of mind that you will always be connected to customers and their problems. Give Area-wide a shot at 359-8041 or head to their website at www.areawidetech.com and let them take the confusion of cybersecurity out of your hands.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops her grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life.
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
ESPN 93.5. Illinois beat Purdue. The final was 63-37. Wow. Okay. I'm just looking at a text from a friend who is going to join me and talk about Illinois beating the Boilermakers. I do have Coach Brad Underwood, ready to go here, with some comments about yesterday's game.
Very proud of this group. We actually showed our team nothing to Michigan State. Not one clip. We moved on because we did a lot of really good things in that game, and we didn't want to dwell on the fact that we had a bad shooting night. And Matt's had one of the elite programs in this conference for some time, and I thought our guys were very, very dialed in. I thought we threw punches early. Our pace and tempo was very, very good. I think we had 13 points in the first half in under 7 seconds, which would be one of the elite defensive teams that are sixth in the country in DER. You've got to take advantage of that. And then second chance opportunities were a big piece of this. Allen's rebounding and opportunities to get us easy baskets. Kipper got an easy basket because of it. But Purdue had a night that, like we had against Michigan State, but I do think our defense had something to do with it, and our focus, I thought, was excellent tonight. Question?
It was just great to see our Illini coming out of the gate with that 11-0 lead and coming off the bench with 16 points and 12 rebounds. Alan Griffin really lit it up, too. Our Illini women in action at Indiana with a 6 o'clock tip tonight. far as other Big Ten basketball. An upset Michigan State, number 14 team in the nation, over number 12 Michigan. 87-69 was the final. The Spartans ahead the entire time. And I believe their conference record, they don't have a loss yet. Spartans are on fire. Minnesota over Northwestern. That final was 77-68. As far as NBA action tonight, the Bulls are in Dallas. NHL had the Blackhawks over Detroit. That final was 4-2. And are you paying attention? Is your team in it as far as the playoffs in NFL? Minnesota over New Orleans, 26-20 in overtime. Seattle over Philadelphia, 17-9. Dallas head coach Jason Garrett, at the age of 53, is out. The Cowboys were 8-8 on the season, an 85-67 record for Jason Garrett. And also, I wanted to hit, that's pretty much everything I needed to get to. But again, everybody's so proud of our Illini getting out of the gate and beating the Boilermakers 63-37. Wow. We've got your forecast coming up shortly here on ESPN 93.5.
Whether you're just starting out, tired of renting, or purchasing your dream home, Busey's award-winning mortgage team will find the financing that's right for you. With a simplified home buying experience, Busey will be there for you every step of the way. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What a good-looking forecast here from ESPN 93.5 with a high 41 expected today. 26 our low tonight, partly cloudy. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high 40, low 21. Sunshine expected with a high 36, low 26 on Wednesday. Up towards 50 on Thursday, 52 on Friday, but a chance for some rain expected. So I was just looking at the Golden Globes and seeing if I could identify with anything on this list. And I tell you what, I have not seen a thing. Am I alone in feeling that the Golden Globes are just over me, or I just haven't seen these things, or I just can't relate? I don't know. Am I really old? So 359-2255. We always love hearing your opinion. And when it comes to some of the Golden Globes and the awards last night, of course, for me, I was all about the Illini win yesterday and saying go Illini in a big kind of way. We'll be back with more in just a moment on ESPN 93.5.
My old washer and dryer were on their last legs, and I really wanted a front loader set. So I went shopping. I thought that the big box Lumberyard would have the best deals, so I started there. They had an Electrolux set I really liked, and I thought it was a fair price, but I wanted to compare it with one other store. Dick Van Dyke advertises the best deal, so I tried there. Boy, am I glad I did. They had the same washer and dryer, but their deal came with a buy one, get one free pedestal and a free 10-year protection plan. The other store would sell me a warranty, but for only 5 years. It was a no-brainer. I bought my beautiful new washer and dryer at Dick Van Dyke, saved $370, and got 10 years of protection. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Champaign-Urbana during January. I guarantee the best deal on your next appliance purchase. Wow!
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
I-L-L-I-N-I. Cheer on the Illini at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger for only $8.95. Enjoy $3 22-ounce Light and Coors Light drafts every home and away Illini game. Watch the game at Pia's or ride the free shuttle to all home games. Plus, enter to win 100 level seats each game. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
We are here in beautiful Hilo, the Big Island. We went over to Kona today. We rented a car on a new service. What's the service called, Nathaniel?
Turo.
Turo. This is where you get a big Kanaka and have him let you use his car. And our guy is Everall Thayer, and he's not Hawaiian. Where are you from?
Michigan.
And why and how did you get here?
So we were taking care of our parents, and after they passed away, we came for vacation, and we're like, why would you ever want to go back to Michigan? It's awesome here. So we went back, packed up a couple suitcases, and We moved back 2 weeks later.
Well, what happened to all the stuff in the closets, the basement, the garages? I mean, you have more stuff.
At my house now?
Yeah, no, when you were in Michigan, you had stuff.
We did. We sold everything. That's what took us 2 weeks to sell everything.
The ultimate sale. All right, so people can actually stay. You have a bed and breakfast here. You're a realtor. You also loan out your car to perfect strangers. So why should they come see you, Everil?
I would say we're probably the nicest bed and breakfast in Hilo. We're right on the ocean. People say when they're staying in one of our suites, they feel like they're on a cruise ship because you're 5 foot away from the ocean. You get to see the surfers. You get to see the ships come in. Plus, we have awesome coconut macadamia pancakes. I mean, that's just what life's about.
Well, and again, we've seen your place is absolutely beautiful, and I've noted that you also do the work.
I do.
So what did you do in your other life?
Well, my father, I'm the last of 12 kids, and my father, he taught us all at a young age how to work, and so when him and my mom were going to retire, I helped them reform remodel our cottage into a home for them, and when I graduated college myself, I called my dad and said, "Hey, Dad, I'm going to build a house. Can you come show me electrical and plumbing and some fun stuff?" And he did, and just kind of got the bug there. I absolutely love older homes and making them new. So our bed and breakfast is a 1922 house.
How in the world do you accommodate your siblings when they come to see you in Hawaii, which they will?
We've had quite a few stay with us on Oahu, but my family hasn't come here yet. But once
that's because you didn't tell them where you lived.
But once the property's all done, we'll have five oceanfront suites. I'm sorry, five rooms in the bed and breakfast, four vacation rentals. I guess the new thing is pickleball, so hopefully we'll be one of the first people with a pickleball court on this island. And then we're going to have a hot tub and swimming pool. So we're really kind of making it a little mini resort right next to downtown Hilo. So
we looked you up. You had 180, like, 5 stars on whatever reviews, tour review, at 180 5 stars. So that means, like, everything. So obviously you're great with people. If they wanted to say, hey, we're going to Hilo, we're going to spend a couple of nights, go over to Kona, we're going to borrow the guy's car, how do they reach you? What is your website?
So if they want to stay at the bed and breakfast, it's Hilo Bay Oceanfront. If obviously we're on Turo, we have a few cars on Turo. But yeah, the Hilo Bay Oceanfront is the best way to find us.
So what was bedtime like when you were the last of a dozen?
You know, I was an uncle 5 times before I was even born. So my older brothers and sisters were already gone. So I didn't have to deal with the chaos of that much, because there was only like 5 or 6 of us by that time.
Well, I'm starting a new feature called Fascinating People I've Met Around the World. And you got to be one of them, Bubba. I mean, you're doing well here. I mean, you've always had this thing about creating stuff, and you're doing a bunch here in Hilo.
Well, you know, for me, as I mentioned before, you know, we were waiting for our building permits, and in Hawaii, everything's slow, so it took me a while to get some building permits, and I got bored, so I started a fix and flip company, and we just wrapped up our first fix and flip, and I'm got 3 more under contract, and it's I don't want to tell everybody about that, but it is kind of the land of opportunity over here. We're loving it over here.
Yeah, but the cost of living, I heard, is high.
Kinda. You know,
how much is a gallon of gas? How much is a gallon of milk?
Gallon of gas is $4. You know, $3.85. Gallon of milk, if you want to pay a regular price, it could be $9. But usually we pay $5.
So what about an avocado?
Sometimes you'll have them, people will give them to you for a quarter.
Okay. Grow them out here.
But we do. And our avocado tree actually, they're as big as a football. You know, I probably pay $2.50 for an avocado on average.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're a fascinating guy, and you're really fun to be around, and congratulations on what you're creating here in Hilo, Hawaii, and we want people to get, I'm looking at your card again here, so we're going to go, folks, if you want to learn about this guy, it is HiloBayOceanfront.com, and he's got it going on. I saw an Indian family in there, and I was trying to speak Hindi to him. I hope I was scoring points for you.
Well, they took like 4 out of our 5 rooms, so there's 13 of them. Yes.
Well, yeah. Just say namaste. That's a good greeting in Hindi. Listen, Everil, thank you for the ride. Thank you for the great service. We hope people come and see you in Hilo, Hawaii. But again, keep up your incredible entrepreneurship. And again, you're not leaving. I haven't seen you buy a ticket back to Michigan, right?